Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. The Lord redeems His servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in Him. Psalm 34, verse 22. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in Him. A similar promise is found in Romans chapter 8. It says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Are you in Christ Jesus? Do you feel that you are being condemned by people? Or is the devil using people to condemn you? Don't fall for that trick. Stand firm, rooted in the Word of God. The Bible says, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is He that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Romans chapter 8, verses 33 and 34. The Bible also exhorts us, saying, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Are people belittling the salvation that you have through Jesus Christ? Satan is jealous of the honor that you have in the presence of God as His child. He was jealous of the blessings that God bestowed upon Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. That's why He plotted against them and made them fall. God has given you the Holy Spirit, who will guide you in all the truth. Be led by the Spirit of God each day. That alone will keep you victorious against your enemy, the devil. Take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website, jesuschrist.co.in, and my blog, blessed2009.com, for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.